Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Alex Murdaugh's family hunting ranch, the site where he murdered his wife Maggie and youngest son Paul, was sold off at an auction for $2.6 million, RadarOnline.com has learned. After Alex settled in for his life sentence behind bars, internet sleuths, locals, and true crime aficionados alike flocked to South Carolina's Lowcountry to get their hands on a piece of Murdaugh property. In addition to the ranch itself, personal items, furniture, and even guns were listed in the recent auction. Almost 2 years after Maggie and Paul were gunned down at Mazelle's dog kennel area, their home was stripped of its contents and put on the market for prospective buyers. The home was originally listed for sale by the Crosby Land Company for $3.9 million. The listing eerily boasted about the property's 12 dog kennels and enclosed equipment shed, which was where Paul suffered a fatal shotgun blast to the head. Despite its morbid amenities, the sprawling 1,772-acre estate sold for much less at $2.6 million. Mazelle's new owners, James Ayer and Jeffrey Godley, cleared the home of its contents and promptly listed them for auction. Personal items like hunting shirts that read the name Alex on their tags, as well as ammunition shells, were up for grabs at the sale. Other notable purchases include a pair of lamps made out of a turtle shells for $800, a Yeti tumbler for $400, and a pair of mounted longhorns for $10,000. It was alleged that Alex owed more than $2 million on the property amid his financial troubles, which were exposed at trial. Alex purchased the property from his friend Barrett Bulwer almost 10 years before it sold on Wednesday. After Alex bought Mazelle, he transferred the title to Maggie's name. Proceeds from the sale, however, are allegedly being split between Alex's extensive legal fees, Buster Murdaugh Palmetto State Bank, and victims of a fatal 2019 boat crash that Alex's late son Paul was involved. Mazelle's disturbing history not only includes the mother and son's double murder, but was where the family's late longtime housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, died after allegedly suffering a fall down the porch stairs. The ranch is also located a short distance from where the body of late local teenager Stephen Smith, who was rumored to be in a secret relationship with the family's only surviving son Buster, was discovered in the middle of a deserted road in 2015. Buster has denied any involvement.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.